Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 289 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the Major Super Abilities section, which we're actually making quite a dent in. It's going to be over sooner than you think, just as I'm starting to get into a rhythm with it. But if I was starting to get predictable, hopefully today's episode will be a cure for that. Because I bet you thought, if you looked ahead, that I was going to be talking about the first power on this page, Sonic Absorption and Reflection. Why not? It's a really dumb power. We've discussed it on the podcast before, back when we talked about Alter Physical Structure Fire. We did a little on-mic experiment where I rolled a new power for a fire character who did a Nova Blast and their powers mutated, and I rolled Sonic Absorption and Reflection, and I talked a little bit about how it's a barely useful power in terms of actual Sonic attacks. Like, you can't shoot Sonic Blasts, you're just immune to Sonic Blasts. So your combat abilities are kind of contingent on someone else having cool Sonic powers, and you can, like, cause noises in your environment to repeat. It's very niche. It's another Aaron Oliver power. But upon close inspection and, you know, sort of accounting for different styles of play, Sonic Absorption and Reflection actually is maybe one of my favorite Aaron Oliver powers, because it's sort of hiding under the veneer of, like, I am Sonic Man, you know, with the Sonic immunity that the power puts right up front. But if you look beneath that surface, it's actually a really cool espionage power for a very low-key superhero. If you skip down to the third sub-power, you find a pretty effective sonar-slash-radar ability that allows you to navigate the dark and stuff, really good for spy stuff. It's not quite as good as the radar power found elsewhere, but it's pretty good. This is one of those cases where the trademark Aaron Oliver nerf, the limited use of radar per day, actually would add some useful tension to this power, because it means that you can operate in the dark or blinded or kind of perceive things around corners possibly, but only a certain amount of time each day, so there's a little drama there. Going into an unknown situation, do I activate the radar sense? Similarly, where it's really at with this power is the, quote, other abilities and bonuses, just the miscellaneous stuff tacked on at the end. It's deceptively powerful. Sense of hearing, twice as good as normal, and can filter out background noise, so you can pick out individual conversations in a crowd. So if you're walking in a city and, you know, there's a couple of people having a secret conversation across the street, you can hone in on that, hear well enough to pick it up, and filter out all the background noise to pick up exactly what they're saying. Super useful for a spy. And you've got a 60 plus 2% chance per level to remember and recognize exotic sounds. It specifies this isn't for regular sounds, so this is going to be like, I recognize the sound of the bad guy's engine when he's pulling up to the bar that we're all in, or I hear a gunshot and it's like, oh yeah, I recognize that weapon. I can recognize the voice that I heard once at a party. Just great spy stuff. So I'm unexpectedly, for me as for you, I'm sure, I'm unexpectedly a fan of Sonic Absorption slash Reflection. The quote-unquote main powers are garbage, but the side powers, I would play a spy with those abilities. It's pretty cool. Now, ironically though, the other power on this page, Sonic Flight, a classic superhero ability, the ability to fly very fast, this is where Palladium drops the ball, and they drop it as usual with inconsistency. Super speed is always going to be a problem for role-playing games. The ability to move so fast, it screws up your round structure, right? It screws up like table time because one person can take more actions than everybody else. It screws up the physics of your game because objects that move as fast as a character like the Flash can move should have all kinds of weird interactions with their environment that are going to be really hard to capture in game mechanics. You can do whatever you want. You just got to be consistent so we know what we're talking about. But as always, Palladium fails to deliver on this. Way, way back, page 72, over 200 pages ago, we established general rules for how much damage super speed attacks do. Because there's all kinds of things that can move really fast in this game. Everything from fighter jets to bionic characters with super speed legs to diving mutant eagles. All of those are possible things that would be moving really fast in a superhero fight. Therefore, we have a general rule for how much damage super speed does. Plus 4 damage for every 20 miles per hour. All you would have had to do to get this power right is to simply use that rule. Now, that would be a lot of damage, I grant you, because Sonic Flight allows you to move quite fast. The exact speed you can go is subject to debate. It says here you can go at Mach 1. Quote, that's approximately 700 miles per hour, or about 1 mile every 5 seconds, and 11.6 miles per minute. First of all, Mach 1 is not 700 miles per hour. Number two, 11.6 miles per minute is not 700 miles per hour. That speed actually ends up cheating the character of like a quarter mile of movement per round. But in any case, it's pretty damn fast. Let's take the 700 miles per hour figure. You divide that by 20, it's 35. Multiply that by 4, that's 140. You should be getting a plus 140 damage from hitting somebody at full speed with this power, according to the rules given earlier. I mean, 140 is a lot of damage, I'm not going to deny it. However, you also take damage when you hit things that fast. And it takes time to get up to that speed. You got to sacrifice multiple attacks to use a super speed attack. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the rules on page 72 aren't garbage. They are. But they are pre-existing garbage. They are, at this point, nostalgic for me. Way back in page 72, was I ever so young. And they're there. They're there for you to use. And they're not super overpowered. You sacrifice three attacks to get a plus 140 damage. That's probably a little better than you can do with three separate attacks, but a little less versatile, fair enough. For whatever reason, though, the author felt the need in Sonic Flight to heavily nerf these damage numbers. And in fact, to give much smaller bonuses than you would expect for this kind of speed. You know how many extra attacks you get per melee for being able to move 700 miles per hour? One. One extra attack. The same as you get for being able to run 220 miles per hour with the extraordinary speed minor ability. One third the speed. You do get a nice fat bonus to SDC. Obviously, you gotta have that structural damage capacity for realism as you're soaring at Mach 1 through the sky. And then there's all this other miscellaneous combat bonuses while you're flying, etc., etc. Here's the important thing. Instead of following the game's own goddamn rules about super speed combat, this power gives a totally new account of what kinds of attacks super speed characters can do. And that's the dumbest thing on this page, with an addendum that we'll get to in a moment. Quote, Sonic Two-Fisted Punch, Ram style, which is how you gotta order your burgers at In-N-Out, guys. Sonic Two-Fisted Punch, Ram style, at 400 miles per hour or greater, inflicts 1d4 times 10 damage to one's opponent and 3d6 to the Sonic character, counts as two attacks. You spend two attacks, you hit somebody at 400 miles per hour or faster, you do, on average, a mere 25 damage. We're talking about maybe a sixth of the damage you should be getting from this, according to the previous rules. You can get that up to 2d4 times 10 damage with a flying body block at 400 miles per hour or faster, but that counts as three attacks, and you take 5d6 damage from it, for an average of 50 damage. Theoretically, I think this is a balance issue, but it isn't one. I think it's perceived as one, but if you compare it to like an automatic weapons burst, no contest, especially when you consider that you don't take damage for mowing people down with a machine gun, that's a much better option than ramming into people with your Sonic Flight. There's just no need to control the power this much. There's no need to rewrite the rules for this one power. However, never fear, even though your damage potential as a Sonic Flyer is much lower than it should be according to the rules for super speed that we were promised earlier in the book, you do get some compensation. You get night vision out to 1,000 feet for reasons I can't fathom. I mean, I guess theoretically it could be so that you're like a better flyer, you can find landing places, but I hope you're not flying around at 1,000 feet up at Mach 1. There's some fine side benefits about like, you can survive in thin air, you're immune to G-forces up to a certain point, you can hold your breath a long time, you're resistant to cold damage, all the things you need to be able to do to like fly around like a human jet. That's fair enough. It really is just the damage that seems way out of line. And this is the tippity top of the dumb things about this power. Fans did notice, as is so often the case, it seems to me. Palladium fans pick up on things that were missed by the author and ask about them and try to follow them up. Allow me to quote to you from an FAQ page on the Palladium Books website. This is a document entitled Superpowers Questions. So this is not just from some random place on the internet. This is from Palladium Books' official FAQ, a question that they received and answered. Quote, Winged and wingless flight, as well as extraordinary speed, have damage listed as plus 4 every 20 miles per hour. Is this bonus still applicable to Sonic Flight and Sonic Speed? If not, what would be a good guideline be for damage done by characters with those powers? That's the question, the very reasonable question. Hey, all these other powers, and this writer doesn't notice, but also the general rules given in the superpower combat section, all say the same thing, plus 4 damage for every 20 miles per hour. Did you mean to write that that also applies to these other, like, primary speed powers? The major super abilities for moving fast? And if not, how should I figure it out? Because these numbers are clearly wrong, they're way too low. They're like a sixth of what they should be. And here's the answer. Quote, The damages for those powers, sonic flight, sonic speed, are already listed on page 289 to 290 of Heroes Unlimited 2, meaning second edition. Could you be more dismissive? Could you be more, like, almost passive-aggressive? You can really hear Kevin Sambita's voice. You know, this fan has asked, hey, I couldn't help but notice, in almost all of the powers about going fast, it gives the same rules for going fast. But in the two main powers for going fast, it gives different rules, and those rules are fucked. Did you perhaps mean to say that the regular rules apply to those powers? We're leading the witness a little bit, but it's okay. We're trying to help out Kevin Sambita here. We're trying to give him a way out so that he could be like, oh yeah, of course that's what I meant. But no, the answer is the damages for those powers, sonic flight, sonic speed, are already listed on page 289 to 290 of Heroes Unlimited 2. Duh. Man, show some gratitude. This fan is trying to help you out. He noticed that the rules don't work. He's trying to support you. Instead, you shut him down. You just redirect him. It's like, yeah, I know where the I know where those rules are. I'm complaining about them. I read them. That's why. But of course, Sambita misses his shot. He just redirects to his existing rules. And as a result, we're stuck with a situation where, say, wingless flight, the minor superpower that allows you to fly at like 220 miles per hour, already at level one, you can get more damage out of dive bombing somebody at that speed with that power than you can at dive bombing somebody at 700 miles per hour with sonic speed. So the dumbest thing on this page is the inconsistency and the unnecessary nerfing of this power yet again. But the super special extra dumb thing behind the velvet rope for today's page is the fact that fans offered the author a chance to walk this back on a golden platter and he turned it down. Because what's more likely? That Heroes Unlimited has a bad rule? Or that you actually hit somebody harder moving 220 miles an hour than 700 miles an hour? Obviously, it's the latter. How dare you complain about your flight speed? You already fly fast enough to see in the dark. What else do you want? Join me next time for more speed, as Oleg the Usurper would say, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.